All right, moving on to item number 8. This is a discussion for possible action. Provide direction to county staff and lobbyists on representing Story County regarding potential legislation related to innovation zones and other property-related matters. Austin?
All right, thank you, Mr. Commissioner and Chairman. Austin Osborne, County Manager, for the record. At this point, this is a standing item on the agendas, just to monitor and see what is happening out in the legislature with regard to any bills pertaining to the innovation zones. At this time, there is no bill that is out circulating. There's some documents and other things, but not a bill. So at this time, staff has been monitoring any activity coming out of Carson City. We've been researching and preparing, and we're building our response team and looking at all kinds of elements with, you know, land use, financial, risk, and legal, and, you know, other types of things that potentially may come about. But the most important thing at the moment is there's not a bill out there that we can assure that we know what territory we're working within. So at this point, staff does not have a recommendation to take an official position other than to continue monitoring, continue putting our team together and researching. And then ultimately, if it may not even happen, but if a bill does come out at this board, then have a chance to reconvene and then provide staff and lobbyists direction on how it feels we should respond to that bill.
Thank you, Austin. Thank you, Austin. I do agree with you. I feel the prudent action for the county is to wait until there's an actual BDR before making any decisions. So I'll lean over to Vice Chairman Mitchell. You have any comments?
Yeah, just a couple. You know, as there is no bill, you know, we've been talking about ideas and proposals. Certainly, you know, it would have substantial impact, and we want to make sure that we understand fully what those impacts would be. And just like staff, and I'm sure you, Chairman, you know, researching and consulting and discussing, gathering feedback. And the one thing that I think I would recommend that if you're okay with it is opening up for public comment in case there are people that want to weigh in on this item. So just so that we can gather any feedback at this time. And then if it's all right, I would like us to maybe have a special meeting on tap so that we can pick this up if we do actually get wording on the bill draft for this.
Thank you, Vice Chairman. I was going to move to public comment next. So,
and Mr. Chairman and Mr. Mitchell, or Commissioner Mitchell, I do want to point to your attention that there is a Board of Commissioners meeting scheduled for February 19th at 2 o'clock. It is just put there in case the bill were to come out this week. If the bill does not come out this week, then we would just have to not have that meeting. We might schedule another special meeting at another kind of in the week period, just in case that happens to be the week the bill comes out. And that meeting would certainly also be a time for public comment to be allowed. Thank you.
Great. All right, so move on to public comment. Is there any public comment regarding this item?
Yes, sir. Eileen Gay here. I do have public comment I'd like to add to this topic.
All right. You have the floor, Eileen.
First of all, Commissioner Mitchell and Austin Osborne, thank you very much for your consideration and keeping an eye on this particular topic. We very much appreciate it. My name is Eileen Gay. My husband John and I are Painted Rock residents. Although not excited about development here, one that is thoughtfully designed and conceived could be acceptable. That said, all of the agencies that blockchains say will slow down its construction are there for good reason. Oversight is what makes for safe, well-considered, well-balanced development. To have blockchains show up, buy a large chunk of land in our little county, and by waving a lot of money around as inducement to the state, jump over all that has been carefully put in place to protect the environment, the public, and various long-term relationships and interest in the area is unconscionable. I suggest that if folks have not done so, please read the draft bill, although I do understand it's just a draft at this point. Items 20 through 30 are really scary. How is it in Story County's interest to allow the blockchain's fiefdom to remove this land from the county oversight and fiscal involvement? I don't see it. What is to prevent this 800-pound gorilla of a neighborhood, of a neighbor, from swallowing our small neighborhood up? Basically, how does any of the innovation zone help Story County? And I'm very, again, very appreciative that you're keeping an eye on it, because I think it's a very important and, frankly, scary issue. Thank you very much for your time.
Appreciate your comments, Eileen. Thank you very much. Moving on, Sheriff Antonoro has his hand raised.
Yes, thank you, Commissioner. As sheriff, you know, based on the draft language, as sheriff, you know, I'm going to deal with whatever comes up through the course of the legislation, and we'll deal with that. However, as a citizen of Story County, I'd like to kind of echo what Ms. Gage has said. You know, those regulations need to be in place to make sure that there are safety nets for our residents, though that especially live out there already. Also, you know, there's a procedure in government already for creating governmental entities, and the concerning factor for this is not the legislature creating it. They are enabling a governor's appointed board to set up governmental entities without even legislative oversight. So that's a big concern for me. It's just very poor governance. You don't get to change the rules just to do whatever you want to do if you don't like where you're at. Just my thoughts.
Thank you for your comments, Sheriff. I will allow some time if folks do want to chime in on this. You can either raise your hand, or if you're on a telephone, you can use star 6 to unmute yourself. If anybody else has any public comment, like the previous commenters, please state your name and your full name for the record. All right, public comment going once. Going twice, not seeing anyone. Again, thank you for those that voice their concerns and their opinions. All right, let's move on to item number 10.
Chairman?
Yes?
Before you launch into that, I just wanted to mention that both you and I and Commissioner Gilman, you know, we're happy to continue receiving comment written or verbal at our contact info on the county website. You can reach out to us directly. You're welcome also to, if other other residents of the county have comments they'd like to submit, they can do so to the county manager's office or the county clerk on the board without follow-ups.
Yes, thank you for touching on that, Vice Chairman. I did forget to mention that, but make sure that you let your assemblymen and senators know how you feel about the issue. Definitely reach out to the county as well with your concerns. So thank you for covering that, Clay.